Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Hi, my name is Kristen, a dairy farmer from Oklahoma. While many things have changed in the years, one thing remains. Dairy farmers are still dedicated to providing the safest, most wholesome, and delicious food and beverage for my family and yours. This commitment makes the farm a great place to be. I wouldn't trade my job for anything else. Join me and celebrate all things dairy this National Dairy Month. Learn more about local dairy farms at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
Registration is now open for the 68th Annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Convention and Trade Show. This two-day event has a great lineup of educational speakers and workshops, and of course, policymaking opportunities during the committee meetings and the OCA General Business Meeting. This year's event will take place on July 24th and 25th at the Marriott Tulsa Hotel in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Pre-registration is encouraged, and you can get signed up by going to okcattlemen.org. Don't miss the 68th Annual OCA Convention and Trade Show, July 24th and 25th in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Well, both sides of the cash market expected to remain slow to show early week developments following the continued market tumble in cash prices last week. Even though trade has continued to develop nearly every day of the week, last week's trade showed the narrowest trade ranges in over a month, creating potential consistency even though prices have continued to tumble lower. Trade last week ranged from $93 to $97 here in our part of the country, $152 to $156 north. Now, as slaughter capacity levels move back to a more normal range with the inventory of market-ready cattle still burdensome on the market, the previous cash basis premium has quickly evaporated. Follow-through pressure today is likely in several contracts following sharp near-limit losses in most remaining 2020 hog contracts Friday, with last week's bearish hogs and pigs report focusing on larger-than-expected market hog supplies available to the industry, combined with struggling pork values and sluggish demand growth during the summer. That's created significant market pressure through the entire complex. On the grains, wheat markets mixed, with Chicago showing small gains, Kansas City small losses, and Minneapolis hovering right around unchanged. The July contract for all three exchanges set or tied new contract lows last week as hard red winter and soft red winter harvest hit full stride, and the hard red spring production areas are slated for rains this week. Corn futures are firmer overnight, attempting to put a foot in the ground on the holiday-shortened week and following the dismal week of trade last week. This week of trade is significant for several reasons, but the June 30 reports will certainly take center stage. On top of the big reports this week, we'll also see the Independence Day holiday, marking a major turning point for both the growing season and seasonal market tendencies. And the soy complex mixed overnight, with soy meal slightly firmer, while soybeans and oil post small losses. We're going to check futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
At the close Friday, August live cattle down 5 cents, 96.02. October down 17, 99.47. August feeder cattle down 65, 132.60. September down 72, 133.77. July hogs down 165, 45.27. Kansas City wheat, July down 8.5, 421 and a quarter. September down 10 cents, 427 and three quarters. Chicago wheat, July down 12 and three quarters at 474. September down 12.5, 475 and three quarters. July corns down a quarter penny, 370. September down 1.5, 319 and a quarter. July soybeans down 4.25, 865. And August is down 6.5 cents, 860. July cotton is down 126 Friday, 60.55. December cotton down 20 cents at 59.50. August crude up 25, 38.74. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.